Robert De Niro compares Trump presidency to being in an abusive relationship. By David Ng on October 6, 2020. Actor Robert De Niro is once again venting his rage at President Donald Trump, claiming that the Trump presidency is like being in an abusive relationship. You can be in a domestic abusive situation, and now we're in a national abusive situation with a leader who is daily giving us something new to be concerned about. The actor said in an interview with Extra to promote his new comedy The War with Grandpa. Watch below. The two-time Oscar-winning star also compared the Trump administration to the viral pandemic. That's another kind of virus or pandemic that we are having to deal with. I can't wait, please God, that it goes away so we can get back to normal, get us all back to normal, he said. De Niro then accused President Trump of being a fraud who has failed to adequately deal with the pandemic. Even this virus situation could have been a lot less severe. I get upset even talking about it, the actor said. This nation has been toyed with, played with, come to be where we are today. When are people going to wake up and see what the fraud is right in front of our very eyes? De Niro is one of Hollywood's most passionate and vocal Trump haters. The Hollywood star recently called the president a criminal who will turn the United States into a fascist country if he wins a second term in November's presidential election. The War with Grandpa, which opens this week, was a casualty of the Harvey Weinstein sex scandal. The Weinstein Company's Dimension Films had originally intended to release the comedy in 2018, but the release was placed on indefinite hold after Harvey Weinstein's career collapsed following allegations that he sexually assaulted and harassed numerous women over a period of more than three decades. The movie is being distributed by 101 Studios, a new entertainment outfit headed by former Weinstein Company president David Glasser. Harvey Weinstein, who was a major donor to the Obama-Biden ticket, is currently serving a 23-year jail sentence after being convicted of raping a hairstylist and forcibly performing oral sex on a former Project Runway production assistant. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.